Hi, this is Steve Gray, and you are listening to the MS Supervisors Podcast, the official podcast of the Mississippi Association of Supervisors. The 6 week of the 2022 regular legislative session is complete. The deadline for original floor action on general bills and constitutional amendments originating in own house has passed. The deadline for original floor actions on appropriations and revenue bills originating in own house is Wednesday, February the 23rd. County supervisor salary measure heads to the governor, Senate Bill 2719. On Thursday, February the 10th, the Mississippi House of Representatives passed Senate Bill 2719 by a vote of 105-8. Senate Bill 2719 was not amended in any way by the House chamber. Therefore, Senate Bill 2719 will now head to the governor for consideration. Mandate to electronically file campaign finance statement passes out of House chamber, House Bill 33. On Wednesday, February the 9th, the House chamber passed out House Bill 33 by a vote of 116-4. This measure mandates that all campaign finance statements, reports of contributions and expenditures, and other reports be filed and posted online through the Mississippi Secretary of State's office. Note, this measure will now head to the Senate for consideration. Measure to increase fire protection funds passed House chamber, House Bill 819. On Wednesday, February the 9th, the House chamber passed out House Bill 819 by a vote of 119-2. House Bill 819 increases the fire protection funds for counties and municipalities, raising it from $4,850,000 to $7,500,000. This measure also establishes a $30,000 minimum distribution to all counties as a base, and then the rest of the distribution shall be based upon population. In addition, this measure adds to what fire rebate funds can be spent on, such as emergency medical service training, emergency medical service equipment, and emergency medical service. Note, House Bill 819 was amended on the House floor before it passed. The amending language creates the Mississippi First Responders Health and Safety Trust Fund. This fund will be credited $500,000 by the Department of Revenue from the state insurance premium tax. This fund will also be administered by the Commissioner of Insurance to assist the state, municipalities, and counties and fire protection districts with providing benefits that are mandated by the Mississippi First Responders Health and Safety Act of 2019. Note, this measure will now head to the Senate for consideration. Measure to revise time for filing campaign finance report through fax or electronic means passes House chamber, House Bill 1476. On Monday, February the 7th, the House chamber passed House Bill 1476 by a vote of 121-0. House Bill 1476 gives an individual until 11:59 p.m. of the deadline day to file their campaign finance report through either fax or by an electronic means. This measure states that the appropriate office must be in actual receipt of the report no later than 11:59 p.m. on the day that it is due. Note, this measure will now head to the Senate for consideration. Measure to increase purchasing threshold gets assigned to the House Workforce Development Committee. On Thursday, February the 10th, the House chamber assigned Senate Bill 2371 to the House Workforce Development Committee. If any member of this committee represent your area, please request that they support Senate Bill 2371. As a reminder, Senate Bill 2371 increases from $50,000 to $75,000 for purchases from the lowest and best bidder without publishing or posting advertisement for bids, provided that at least two competitive bids have been obtained. State revenue collections continue to perform over estimate. On last Friday, February the 4th, the State Legislative Budget Office released their revenue report for the month of January to the members of the Joint Legislative Budget Committee. The report showed that revenue collections are continually to outpace estimates. For the month of January, the state is $121.8 million above estimate, and the state is $667 million over estimate year to date. This concludes this week's MAS Weekly Legislative Update. Thank you.